Antoinette McKeown is listening to this morning, head of the Consumer Council. Antoinette, what are you hearing on the ground?
Well, we're hearing many, many stories like Carly's and Laurie's right across Northern Ireland, particularly harrowing. I think the most difficult thing to hear is that the Ulster Bank have suggested to Carly that she should actually be relying on friends or family. Laurie had her mum and employer, she said, but the Consumer Council is particularly concerned about those consumers, mainly older people, those in benefits, low-income families, who use basic bank accounts, who don't have the flexibility of overdrafts, who don't have family and friends who can give them money and don't have any other forms of credit. The Ulster Bank has been incredibly unresponsive. We understand the technical errors can occur, but the lack of customer care, the lack of leadership has been astounding. We have been bitterly disappointed that it has been since Friday lunchtime since we've had a spokesperson.
Where is the leadership, Antoinette? Where is the leadership? Not from the RBS group in England. Look, if they want to play like that, why don't they call all their local branches RBS or NatWest? Where is the leadership team for the Ulster Bank, who are based and live among us in Northern Ireland? Where are they?
The lack of spokespeople from the Ulster Bank is actually adding to the distress that many, many consumers have faced over the weekend. And given the fact that many Ulster Bank customers were advised over the weekend that this issue would be restored today, Monday, many of them survived the weekend on what funds they had and the expectation that the problem would be fixed today. They are now going to be badly affected. They're going to want to come into their banks this week, at the same time as those who've accessed emergency funds over the weekend are going to come in. It's simply not good enough that Ulster Bank are only opening 28 branches until 7 p.m. this evening. We are insisting that all branches are opening this evening and that they continue to be open every evening.
Well, they're not going to do that, are they?
Well, we believe that given the fact that there has been silence from the Ulster Bank, there has been very little information. What information has come out is confusing. It's not been updated in time. It is misleading for Ulster Bank to continue to say that there are 80 branches open. There are 80 branches open across the island of Ireland. That's not very good for Northern Ireland Ulster Bank customers when they should be told that there are 28 open in Northern Ireland. We believe that all 90 branches should be open. People cannot get access to their hard-earned money, and we're now day six. We have no spokesperson. We have very little information. We've had Chris Sullivan from RBS this morning on BBC saying, with a bit of luck, they think they might be able to be there by the end of the week. That's not good enough. Customers need a timescale. They need to be able to plan their finances, and they need reassurance.
Well, look, this is the most listened to radio programme in Northern Ireland, and actually this particular time period at 9:15 in the morning is then the most listened to slot within the most listened to programme. So let me say this very loud and clear, and let this question ring around Ulster Bank headquarters in Belfast. Where on earth is the management team's public face? Where are you in a time when local people need you to stand up tall and inform them as to how you're going to help them? Where are you? And in a couple of months' time, are any of you in the Ulster Bank going to have the gumption to actually put out a local ad telling us you are a local bank? Where are you in this time of need? Where are you? I've never heard you this angry, Antoinette.
No, I cannot understand the fact that, I can understand, Consumer Council understands that technical glitches do occur. I think we have a whole series of questions to ask, and we will continue to ask on behalf of consumers in relation to business continuity planning, in relation to major incident planning, what strategy has been in place in relation to customer care. I have to say that many frontline staff in the Ulster Bank have not been informed by their own employer, and that has added not only to consumer distress, customer distress, but also fairly stressed staff in the Ulster Bank. I think there's one issue having a technical error. There's quite another issue not responding to your customers and not providing the adequate customer care. There are people today, 6 days into this crisis, due to lack of information presented by the Ulster Bank, who don't know that if they are short of funds, they can go to a branch, they can arrange for an overdraft, they can get access. Ulster Bank's calling it emergency funds. The Consumer Council is very clear, it's access to people's own money. But it's really, really important that that message is got out so that particularly vulnerable basic bank account holders have access to that information. We have been consistently saying it over the weekend. We've had it on our website, but the Ulster Bank have not been saying it. They have not put anyone up since lunchtime Friday. That's not good enough.
Well, they would argue that they've got some Englishman from across the water speaking on their behalf.
And the information is still not clear. I think Chris Sullivan spoke this morning and said, with a bit of luck, that is not good enough for customers who are experiencing distress across Northern Ireland.
We have a statement from 7 o'clock last night. So if we look at it, this is a statement that is now 19 hours old. You know, it's quite incredible, this, actually, when you say it out loud. 19 hours old and a 24-hour news cycle. The Ulster Bank say that their customers are continuing to be affected by their ongoing technical issue. You bet they are. The scale of the backlog is unprecedented, they say. They say in Ulster Bank's case, they've encountered a significant number of minor issues which require intervention. They have a number of options in place, they say, to help customers. Customers have access to cash through their ATM network. Well, that's not what we're hearing. We're hearing of some customers having problems. They say they're extending our branch opening hours to 6 p.m. tomorrow in approximately 80 of our branches. And here's this number that they're churning out again, Antoinette. 80 of their branches. Of course, they forget to tell us when they're issuing a statement to a Northern Ireland broadcaster that a lot of those branches are in the south of Ireland.
No, absolutely. And
why are they doing this?
Well,
this is a statement issued to a broadcaster in Northern Ireland, and they're churning out this 80 figure, which also includes the south of Ireland.
Stephen,
why are they doing that?
The Consumer Council, since last Wednesday morning, has been providing Ulster Bank with a request that they put information up that's related to Northern Ireland branches and Northern Ireland opening. We have been consistently calling the media to say the information that you are putting out, that you have received from Ulster Bank, is inaccurate, and we have been providing the details, the accurate details, during the past 6 days of what branches are open in Northern Ireland. I think it's unforgivable that customers are experiencing so much distress, and Ulster Bank is continuing to provide information that's inaccurate and misleading. It is unforgivable that they are not providing a spokesperson to reassure people, and that they are not giving a clear indication now and being a responsible organisation and saying, look, this will not be fixed until next Monday, until next Friday. If they are clear, if they are given advice in relation to what you must do in the interim to get access to funding, the information is too vague. Customers need a time scale, they need accurate information, and they need reassurance from Ulster Bank, which they're not getting.